You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 3. Chill! Yes, hello everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of RPG and the Premier Boy Podcast. And welcome to a new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And y'all already know today we got another installment of the Date Night Talk series. This is the sixth installment. And you know, of course, we got a special guest. We got a returning guest, Amber, returning to the show. And we're going to talk about her love life and stuff like that. She'll get in the hot seat, as we call it here. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, Lily, and you're listening to the Gentleman's Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, I will be giving you the Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, the best relationships are the ones you never saw coming. And what I mean by that is, it's some people that come into your life and, you know, you don't know if they're right for you or stuff like that. But sometimes the one that's not in common with you, the one that the opposite of you, the one that you never saw coming is usually the one that turned out great. Well, sometimes. They usually the one that turn out great. So it could be somebody who approach who not your type, but give them a chance because you never know what the outcome would be. And that is today's Mr. Gentleman Fact Quote of the Day.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they're at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Amber, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, we got another Date Night Talk series episode. And at this time, we got my special guest. She is a returning guest for episode 52. She got a business called The Shade Shop. We got Amber back on the show. Amber, how you doing?
Hi, Ken. I'm doing well. Thank you again for having me.
Yes, you're very welcome, and welcome back to the show. And, you know, we're going to start this. You're probably going to start asking some simple question before we get to the main event question. So for those that missed episode 52, where are you from? To let the listeners know again.
Well, I am from the Bronx, New York. I'm born and raised in the Bronx. I was actually born in Albert Einstein Hospital, so I am from the Bronx all my life.
Nice. So what do you feel is your strong point about yourself?
A strong point I would say about myself is I try to be an overachiever. Always try to be confident in myself. And definitely always try to be a go-getter.
Okay, nice. So what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is definitely black. I would say black because, well, it always makes you look good, how I feel. That's how I feel. And purple. I always had a liking for purple because it has different shades. And I don't know. It goes with my business. It's with my theme color. So I like purple and black as well.
Nice. I mean, I do definitely agree with you on the black. You know, black is also my favorite color too. You know, black all day. Cool. So what do you like to do at your own time?
I definitely like to listen to music. I am a music lover. I like to watch movies. Sometimes I like to focus on business work for the Shade Shop. Sometimes I like to go out, regular stuff, hang out with my friends, you know, just to overall try to be an interactive person.
Okay, nice. And speaking about music, what is your favorite type of music?
My favorite type, well, I have a few, but I like hip hop. I definitely like reggae, contemporary R&B, slow songs. I like music in general. So I study music. I like to listen to different beats and figure out people's vocals on songs. So I'm very judgmental when it comes to music. So yeah, I like music just in general.
You know, music. Yeah, I love music as well. Music is you know, a big part of my life. So yeah, I agree with you on that. So now it's time for the main event topic. Time for the relationship topics. It's time for you to get in the hot seat. Are you ready?
I think I am. I'm gonna give it a try.
All right. So on the last episode, you gave us a little preview of this answer. So we gotta ask you this answer a question again. How do you feel about dating in this generation?
Well, dating in this generation, I feel like is kind of hard because sometimes people can be very immature and not genuine about or try to be like upfront about their feelings or expressing themselves on different things. So I feel like dating in this generation can be definitely very hard.
Agree. So what is your relationship status? Are you single? And how long have you been single? And how long have you been taken?
Well, I am single, and I have been single since the spring, like around April 2020 of this year.
Okay. So how do you feel about dating became, do you feel dating became harder during the pandemic?
Well, I definitely feel dating did become harder in this pandemic because you never really know like where people want to take things now, and especially with everything being closed, like stuff are still kind of closed and things are reopening up slowly. It's still hard, like meeting people, going out, getting to know someone, like being interactive. So it's kind of up in a limbo, honestly. It's not really easy, especially now in the pandemic. And then you don't really want to be around a lot of people that you don't know because the whole COVID thing is kind of scary. So it's kind of hard.
I agree. So when it comes to guys, do you have a certain type?
I feel like everyone does have a type, but I do have a little bit of a type. Well, one thing I could say is I do like someone who is like tall, because I am tall, so I need someone who could be a little bit like, you know, tall with me. Like, as far as like physical features, maybe like dark skin, you know, some type of melanin to match my melanin, because, you know, I'm all about black love, you know, so definitely. And someone who has like nice teeth. I like one, someone who has like definitely a nice smile. That's important. Nice,
man. That is good quality. That is good qualities. So when it does age matter to you in a relationship?
Yes, age does matter, because you should be close in age with your partner. You always want to be on the same page, share the same goals, kind of the same values. So it's always good to at least be in the same age range as your partner. You don't have to be the same age, but you always want to be in the same age range, and always make sure that you're dating someone that's over 18, like legal, because nowadays the stories I hear are kind of weird.
agree. So we gonna get a little deeper. We gonna get a little deep. So what is so what is your definition of love?
My definition of love, I would say, is when two people have an undeniably connection on all levels, mentally, emotionally, physically, and it's just like a natural vibe. It's like no questions asked, and it's just there. It just goes with the flow. It's kind of hard to explain, but when you feel it and when you see it, you just know it.
Agree. So have you ever been in love?
Well, I have not. I thought I maybe was, but
got you. So give us a good dating experience and give us your worst dating experience.
A good dating experience, I would say, once again, would be a natural vibe, someone you connect with, easygoing, laughter. And a bad dating experience for me would be like someone who's not really connecting on the same page with you, like inconsistent, maybe you have like questions, concerns, those things kind of bug me. So those are definitely bad dating experiences.
Okay. Nice. So what are some ways to win you over, and what is some way to turn you off?
One great way to win me over would be to have a great sense of humor. I like to laugh, so I need someone who we can connect with. We have a great sense of humor together. It's not like really fake. It just goes with the flow. Also, another one I would say is great communication. I always like someone to have great communication with me. I want us to always be on the same page. Another one I would say is just be yourself. Like, just be yourself. Like, don't like put on a facade of someone who you're really not. And I think if you're yourself, everything would flow. And always be consistent. I hate inconsistency. That's definitely a turn. I do not like inconsistency. If you cannot be consistent, you are not the one for me.
Yeah, take notes, fellas. So have you ever been ghosted, or have anybody ghosted you before?
I have not been ghosted, but I have ghosted a few times. I have to be honest, you know, since we are being honest, I feel like I have to, you know, at least not lie and say, yes, I have ghosted before. I mean, it was for good reasons, though. A few of them might not have been for, like, a good reason, but I feel like, yes, I have ghosted before. I know it's just not a good feeling to do to others, but you have to protect yourself first, and that's just how I feel.
I agree, and, I mean, it does happen. It's, you know. So,
yeah.
So what would be your definition goal?
A definition of a relationship goal to me is definitely no secrets, always be loyal, and never give up on each other. If you never give up on each other, I feel like things will always go well.
Okay, agree. So what do you feel is very important in a relationship, and do you feel sex is important?
Okay, I do feel, well, to answer your first question, communication is important always, honesty. And yes, yeah, sex is definitely important in a relationship because you need to be able to connect physically with your partner. That's a definite. Like, if we cannot connect physically, it's definitely not going to work. So you always need that physical connection because, you know, that's your significant other. So you always want to connect physically with your significant other. It's very important.
Yes, definitely true. Definitely true. Do you feel the generation still believe in marriage?
I would say no. I really haven't seen like any like engagements and like marriages going on. I mean, I know COVID like put everything on pause, but pre-COVID, I didn't really see like my generation taking those type of steps serious. I mean, I seen everything else, but I didn't really see any like marriages. So as of right now, my answer is no.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wish our generation could seriously change that, because we really need to see more marriages. I feel like we need to change that. So, it was a question that you didn't answer on episode 52, so, and you told me to bring it back for this episode. So I'm gonna ask you the question again: who is your celebrity crush? If you can, give us like three.
Okay. Well, I did some thinking on this question, and I can only think of one at the time. So, his name is Damson Idris. I mean, he's better known as Franklin from Snowfall. I don't know if you watch but it's an amazing
show. I do watch it, actually. I wait for the fourth season to come out.
Of course, I'm a Day One fan, and the reason why he is my celebrity crush is because I love his character on the show and off TV. He seems very family oriented, even though he doesn't have any children of his own. Like, he seems very close, like his nieces and nephews. I love his accent, even though I don't really like the whole UK British accent. I like his for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because I like him. And that's all I can really say. So I'm a Damson Idris fan, and that's for sure.
Hopefully you're listening. So
yes, if you hear this, Damson, yeah, you heard it from me first.
You heard it here first. So if you have any advice for anybody who believe in love, what would you say to them? Who want to believe in love, what would you say to them?
I would just say never give up. Always be persistent and go for it. Always go for it. Never give up.
Okay, nice. And you know, before you go, we're gonna play a little game. A little segment game called Date Spots. Random dating spots. So I'm gonna name you five spots that you say yes or no, or if you have been to that spot, or if you have a story about that spot that I mentioned. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, first dating spot, a club. Do you consider that a dating spot?
I do not consider that a dating spot. It's a lot going on. It's loud music. Females are half naked. I don't see how we're getting to know each other. Because I'm going to want to be dancing, drinking. Like, I might be dancing with somebody else. So I don't really see how you and I are connecting if you're really trying to get to know me. Because that's the whole distraction. The club is not a good dating scene. I'm sorry. For us to be together.
Good answer. All right. I'm skating.
Yeah, I would say definitely yes. I do like skating. I'm good at roller skating, not ice skating. So I would say yes, I'm open to that.
Okay, nice. A horse carriage ride.
Yes and no. I mean, yes, because we are from New York. But then again, no, because it's like kind of touristy. But I mean, I'll go with it, because I mean, why not? I'm open to like, you know, new things. But yes, I'll say yes, why not.
all right. A fast food restaurant.
As a first date, no. But if we like as a casual outing and we've known each other for some time, why not? As long as it's one of my favorite fast food restaurants, yeah, I could do it. I could dig it.
I got you. All right, and last one, Coney Island.
I don't see why not. Yeah, I mean, it has a beach. Maybe not be it may be not be the best beach, but you know, it has a boardwalk. I mean, I guess I'm gonna say no. I'm actually gonna say no, because then again, I don't really like Brooklyn. It's kind of dangerous. No offense to all my Brooklyn natives, but I'm gonna say no on that one. And it's too far. No, I'm good.
Hey, I'm from Brooklyn, but hey, I understand. But
I'm sorry.
It's all right. But you know, thank you, Amber, for coming on the show. You know, I always appreciate you having you on the show. You doing your thing with the Shay Shot. Keep doing your thing, and you know, thank you for coming back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Ken. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, you're always welcome to come back. But you ain't know what to do. Drop your social media and drop where they can get your business, Shay Shop, and stuff like that.
Okay, guys. So if you're looking for some trendy eyewear, you already know the website is shoptheshay.com. I can be also found on Facebook and Instagram. On Instagram is the_shade_shop. And on, I'm sorry, I forgot the other one. Facebook is The Shade Shop LLC. Sorry about that. But yep, I'm on all platforms.
You did good. And thank you, Amber. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News and Podcasts, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About News and Podcasts is a music spinoff series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Bonna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series, and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True!
I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to the new episode. Thank you to my special guest, Amber, for coming back on the show. And check out her business, The Shade Shop, that's out right now. Support her. She's doing big things. And keep doing your thing, girl. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to the Premier World Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, DJ Retro, and long live the Chief, Mally Mal, each and every Friday. Check out the Premier World Podcast on all your podcast platforms. And y'all already know where I be on Sundays. Mr. Jimmy, I like the podcast each and every Sunday on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more. Look out for it in 2021. Date Night Talk, the podcast under the Mr. Jimmy, I like the network. I'm making a whole new series starting in 2021. So ladies, single taken, if y'all want to be on the show for Date Night Talk, email me, KenYPGENT@gmail.com, or y'all could DM me, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore, Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. I am looking for ladies single or taken who want to talk about their relationship experience, dating experience, or any relationship questions. I need ladies, so hit me up, y'all. And when you, like I said, once again, each and every Sunday, new episodes of Mr. Jimmy Like the Podcast. Have a good night.
This is Natalie Armstrong, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.